The Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, the JCPD, is currently undertaking phase two of its mass registration drive island-wide. The drive is aimed at gathering information about the disabled community, which will assist the government when planning for these individuals.
Before February 2013, we had a registration form and a system that did not have enough information on our persons with disabilities. And so from the information that we had, we couldn't adequately disaggregate our persons with disabilities and determine their socioeconomic status and therefore plan better in terms of our programs for them.
Executive Director of the JCPD, Christine Hendricks. In an effort to capture a wide cross-section of the disabled population, the JCPD developed an electronic system with assistance from the Inter-American Development Bank, the IDB. The system seeks to capture information about persons with disabilities to be entered into an electronic-based system. With the new system in place, the council is seeking to register new persons as well as to re-register those who were registered under the previous paper-based system before February 2013.
Once we collect that information, we will begin the data entry process into our new electronic system that is currently being done under the same project. And then we will therefore have the information electronically rather than the paper-based system that we have been using over the years. So that is the reason it is very, very important for not only new people to register, but for persons who were registered already but did not re-register since February 2013, they need to be re-registered.
Phase 2 of the program started April 7 and will continue to June 30. Under Phase 2, the JCPD is seeking to register some 31,000 persons with disabilities across Jamaica.
Under this project, for this phase, we are hoping to capture an additional 31,000 persons. In all, we're seeking to get 50,000 persons to fill our database, our new electronic system. We received some in the first phase, and so this phase, we're capturing approximately 31,000 persons with disabilities.
Between April and June this year, you might see employers from the JCPD visiting the homes of persons with disabilities to carry out registration across the different parishes.
We have 3 or 4 persons in each parish based on the approximate figure that we had from the census in 2001. We have allocated the number of persons to each parish.
Mrs. Hendricks is urging Jamaicans to participate in the process.
We encouraging persons that when they see these persons who will have an identification from the Ministry of Labour, Social Security, Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, with their photograph and name on it, they will also be wearing specially marked t-shirts from time to time. They should, you know, welcome them to give them the information so that better planning can be put in place for persons with disabilities once we have the information.
Executive Director of the JCPD, Christine Hendricks. For more information on the JCPD's registration project, call the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities at 968-8373.
Here's a business development opportunity from the NHT.
Do you live in an NHT housing scheme? Do you have an innovative idea or a business ready for takeoff?
Now start or grow your business through the NHT Entrepreneurial Challenge.
Get business mentorship and training. Be among top enterprises to share a development awards package of over $10 million.
Enter the NHT Entrepreneurial Challenge today.
Deadline May 16. Visit nht.gov.jm or any NHT office for details.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.